This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. I want to tell you something amazing about this verse in Surah Al-Duha. It is addressing the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but the message is for all of us. Very soon, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Very soon, Allah will give you. Allah will give you so much. فَتَرْضَى. The fa that is there. I've seen so many translations. The fa that is there, fatarda, they translate it as, so you will be pleased, so you will be happy. But that fa actually translates as, until you will be pleased. Until. It's for al-ghaya. It's for getting to a point. We will soon give you so much until you are pleased. You will keep on getting and getting and getting and getting. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Very soon we will give you until you're going to be pleased. Subhanallah. So whether you look at the translation that says so it will please you or until you will be pleased, the meaning is not very much different. But the one refers to something that tells you you will continue to get until you're happy. You're happy now? Khalas. And the other one says, so you will become happy. Many times on earth, in our lives, we feel, you know what? I'm going through challenging times. It's tough. It's really hard. I have this problem, job problem, family problem, health problem, whatever else issue it may be. I need to get married. I need to do this, or my children, or whatever else. Allah, make it easy for everyone. Pray for people. Pray for others. And Allah will open your doors. I tell you what. We think at times that Allah is doing this to me because He's upset with me. Not necessarily. You're a believer. What did you do? Do you seek forgiveness of Allah? Yes. Then there is no chance that He's upset with you. Allah says, we do not punish those who seek forgiveness. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish them while they are seeking forgiveness. You're seeking the forgiveness of Allah. It's not a punishment. You know what it is? It's a test from Allah. It's a challenge. Take it in your stride. These are days. Allah did not forsake you. Allah did not leave you. Allah did not forget about you. Allah is only polishing you. You come out better. I go through a challenge. What does it do? It helps me to change my life and start doing the right thing. That's a gift of Allah. Many people don't do the right thing until a challenge happens. They made a massive accident, near death, but you're still alive because Allah says, we just wanted you to think with a different lens, to look with a different lens. You were too engrossed. You forgot us. We just reminded you, you're coming back to us. Quickly prepare. So what happened? Near death. Oh, I almost died, but you didn't. Next time it won't be almost. I died. The only difference is you won't be saying it to those here. You're going to come down. Oh, you know, they say when you die, to a certain extent, you end up meeting some of the people on the other side. There's a detail. It's not our topic today, but to a certain extent, there is interaction with them. Imagine, on earth, you tell people, I nearly died, because you didn't die. But when you died, I mean, I'm on the other side. Oh, these guys, didn't all these people die already? Hey, I'm dead. Subhanallah. May Allah grant us goodness. May Allah Almighty forgive us. Really.